I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. The Ruidoso Warriors are on to the Class 4A semifinals on Saturday when they travel to Bloomfield to take on the Bobcats at 3 p.m. Coach Keith Johnson, what's the book on the Bobcats?
I think we've really got to defend their pass, and if we can defend the receivers and keep them contained in there, I think we can put some pressure on the quarterback and make them make some mistakes and shut them down.
Both teams played each other in the Class 4A quarterfinals in 2019 in Bloomfield. Coach, why do we have to go there again? Don't they owe us a game?
Well, we have to go back because they're the higher seed. When we played them back in 2019, I believe it was, quarterfinal game. And it being a quarterfinal game, they had home field advantage automatically. So that doesn't count against them in the future for like the semifinals or the state championship. If we ever see them again in the semifinals or state championship,
that game would be in Ruidoso. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced on Wednesday that a statewide cut in grocery receipt taxes will be on her agenda when the legislature convenes in January. Now, she made that announcement during a development event on Wednesday. The governor is running for re-election and has been battling criticism over the handling of the pandemic and economic fallout among businesses across the state. In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.